What's up, guys? Binge Buddies Podcast here. Marty and Kate are bringing you this great podcast. And this week, our episode is brought to you by no one, once again, but we are still trying to figure that out. And once we do, we will make sure to tell you guys. But this week, we are doing the preseason for Mixology, a great ABC show that we want to binge watch.
It's a good show. We'll watch it.
Let's check that out.
Yeah, let's get into it, guys. Alrighty.
Alright.
Binge Buddies. Alright. Okay.
Sweet. We good?
Okay. Yeah.
Legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Lana!
What?
Fight my shiny metal ass.
This isn't a democracy anymore.
I'm not a psychopath, Anderson. I'm a high-functioning sociopath. Do your research.
Say my name.
Okay, so that's that. First of all, what's up, guys? Cade and Marty here.
Marty, hey.
What's up, Marty? Just finished watching the trailer for Mixology. So from what I remember, it's like... It's a really good show, but, like, it feels like just, like, the longest night in a bar ever. Because it has, like, I don't know how many episodes it has. It's got, like, at least 10 episodes.
Because it only spends the one night in the
bar. It's only one night in the bar, I'm pretty sure, from what I remember. It's only the one night in the bar.
it looks funny.
Yeah.
I just...
Because from what I remember, like, I watched this so long ago. Like, it must have been, like, 2 years ago that I watched this show. But... I don't know. I remember a little bit of it, but not much. So it should... I'm pretty hyped for it. I remember liking it a lot.
I think, based on your recommendation, I should like it, but it's ABC, which they make just awful shows.
Yeah.
Like, I can't name a good ABC show.
What about... Isn't Walking Dead an ABC show?
No, that's...
AMC. The other A one.
Yeah.
The other A one. That's the other A and the C one.
I can't think of a good ABC show.
Yeah.
They just do, like, crappy family sitcoms.
Yeah, that, like, based off the trailer, it did make it seem, like, super
it looked
cheesy.
It super cheesy.
It's not that cheesy. I promise it's not that cheesy.
Better
at least I don't think it's that cheesy. It was 2 years ago. I barely remember what I did
if
yesterday.
If it makes me feel good at the end of the season, I'm going to punch you in the face. That's just...
It probably will. It's the type of show where, like, everyone gets the girl.
I believe in myself.
You don't like shows like that?
No, those are the worst. Shows shouldn't have happy endings. I hate that. The bad guy needs to win.
Okay. All right. But I think, okay, so based off of, like, what it was saying in the bio and then from what I remember, it just, like, shows, like, I don't know if it's, like, each episode, but it, like, segments the people in the bar. So it's, like, just imagine, like, a huge bar, like, just the biggest bar ever. Like, it's basically, like, an airline hangar of a bar. And there's just, like, different groups of people that it focuses on each place, so, like... It showed there's like those two girls who are friends or whatever, one in the red dress, one in whatever. I didn't notice the other one. That's probably wrong. It like shows them, and then the British dude has his own little stuff. Like he does his own thing, like he's just going around doing his antics. And then it shows like the bartender and like the people who work there. By the way, the one thing I do remember, like the one thing that stands out that I remember is the bartender and that blonde bartender chick had sex like 7 times in the show. Like so many times. And
yeah,
apparently it's all in the same night, so
I think it would have been just the same time, but showed a lot.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
I feel like that would take up their whole night.
I was what? Like, I was like a junior in high school when I watched this, so
sure.
Who knows what Cade would have been thinking at that time. But, oh yeah, so it shows them, and then it shows like those bros, like the redheaded
the
dude,
threes,
the black dude, and then the white dude, like, I'm black hair? I don't know.
Dark-haired, yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Like, the dark-haired guy is supposed to be, like, the newbie, and then, like, the other two guys are, like, pros, and they do this all the time.
Yeah.
But I think... Actually, I don't know. I don't want to give anything away, and I don't remember it anyway. But,
That's good.
Anyway, so, yeah, you want to, like... So, should we talk about, like, what, like, the setup's going to be like with shows that, like, I've seen and you haven't?
Well, first, I want to say something, just because it's on topic. But what you were talking about, that's, like, super interesting. Like, how it shows one story from a bunch of different characters. I love when shows do
that. Yeah, and it's one night. Like, they kind of split up in a cool way where, like, instead of, like, showing their lives, I think it's just one night. But, like, it shows, like, the one night, but in, like, from different perspectives and how they tie together and stuff.
Yeah, like How I Met Your Mother did that. I remember them doing it once. I don't remember what they did.
They had to have done that multiple times, like, during
the I remember that, didn't you? And then the Simpsons, they had, like, a 24, like, you know, you remember the show 24, the Jack Bauer show?
No.
It was, like, a crime scene show or something. Okay. It was, like, an action drama, I don't know. Yeah. It was something like that.
Okay.
But Simpsons, like, parodied that, and they did the same thing, where it's, like, they showed the whole story from one person.
Yeah.
And then, like, they changed which person. So, yeah, it's super cool when shows do that. I love that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's just, it's a creative way to show it, like, instead of just having, like, day after day after day, or, like, interesting time after interesting time. It just shows, like, different perspectives on one thing.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
But, yeah, anyways, you want to talk about the thing?
Set up for what we're going to... I mean...
Well, like, I just want to, like... Because there's... Audience. I've seen, like, over 30 shows. Like, I've finished, like, over 30, like, shows on Netflix.
I may have seen 30 episodes.
Total. See, Marty's the movie guy.
True.
I'm the show guy. I've seen, like, four movies.
I've seen at least 200 movies on Netflix alone.
That's insane, dude. That's insane. Are there that many, like, good movies?
There's so many. I mean, there was a lot of just, like, crappy movies that I watched, but there's so many good movies.
I forget. I saw one a while ago. Full Metal Jacket I watched recently.
Isn't that, like, anime or something?
What?
What? Wait, what's Full Metal Jacket then?
It's like the, it's the Vietnam movie. It's like this stereotypical one where, like, they talk about the drill instructor. Have you not seen Full Metal Jacket?
No. There's, like, a TV show or something. It's called Full Metal Jacket or something really close to that. And it's, like, it's not anime, but it's, like, weird cartoon style.
Dude, I have no idea.
Full Metal Alchemist. That's what it is. Full Metal Alchemist.
That sounds so dumb. What is that? What?
It's like some Adult Swim show. I've never seen it. I've just heard about it, like, commercials and shit.
I might have. There were a lot of, like, weird, like, scarring animes that I watched on Adult Swim when I was a child. Like, I had no idea what was going on. Because for some reason they didn't dub them in English. It was still in Japanese or whatever. what was I going to say?
Set up for the show.
No. Other thing I was going to say. I've seen, I saw, what's it called? Buffalo Soldiers. Have you seen that? Dude, I'm killing you.
You've listed too. It's not like I've seen every Netflix movie.
It was a military movie. I don't know why I was, like, in a military movie. Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know. Really? Instead of showing, like, wartime and stuff like that, it showed them, like, at, like, some base camp in, like, the middle of, like, suburban Germany. So, like, they weren't doing anything. They're just, like, hanging out, like, cleaning stuff and just surviving, like, not doing anything, like, interesting, just training all the time.
Sounds like an interesting movie.
Exactly. You wouldn't think it would be, but, like, the main character, like, I don't know why I'm talking about this, but the main character, he was forced to go into the military, because I guess this is what they used to do. Like, he got in trouble for, like, stealing a car or something like that. And when he went to, like, trial, he got to choose between going to jail or going to the military.
That sounds awesome.
I know, right? Like, I guess they used to do that, but then figured out it was a horrible idea. Yeah. Like, because he went to the military, and he started, like, a complete, like, heroin organization where he was just, like, selling drugs to all of the soldiers.
Sounds terrible.
Anyways, so, Mixology. It's a show on Netflix.
True. Good show. We're watching it soon.
What I was trying to say earlier, so since I've watched so many freaking shows, and Marty's seen, like, he's seen some shows.
I've seen a handful.
He's seen, like, Bloodline, and then he's seen, like, the trailer for Mixology, but besides that, that's pretty much it. That's about it. I've seen just so many shows that, like,
can't have shows that neither of us have watched. There's no way we're going to find
those. Yeah, and, the only shows that I haven't watched are, like, cop shows. Cop shows and doctor shows. I really don't like those shows.
Hate cops and doctors.
Like House, isn't that a doctor show?
Yeah.
What's the comedy one with all the people?
Scrubs.
Scrubs. Dude,
no.
I fucking hate Scrubs.
No.
It's so dumb.
I love Scrubs so much.
It's so dumb.
It's one of my favorite shows.
I want to watch a show that, like, takes me to a reality that I don't have.
You're not a doctor.
It's just that's so boring. And, like, just so regular. No offense to any of the doctors or police officers out there. But being a doctor or police officer would be horrible.
At least they're not in offices.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, audience, me and Marty were talking about this. This is a thing we have. This is a thing we have together. So my number one fear in life. I'm going to college right now, audience.
Also am I.
Also is he. And I'm majoring in finance, and part of finance is like there's like a chance that like you might work in like a cubicle for
chance
the rest.
Of finance.
A finance chance that you'll be stuck in a cubicle for the rest of my life.
Fine chance.
A fine chance
in finance.
Starring Kate Richards and Marty DeWitt. This summer, a fine chance in finance.
Like Sleepless in Seattle.
One man will graduate college with millions of dollars in debt.
Millions.
Yeah, where are you going to college?
And be trapped in a cubicle for the rest of his life.
Apparently Kay's going to all of the Ivy League schools right now.
All at the same time. One. I think Harvard, and then I fly over to Yale for
Stanford.
My next class. And fly to Stanford for my third class of the
day. I don't
know
any other ones.
Princeton?
Yeah, sure.
Is MIT?
MIT's not. They don't have a football team.
What? They're not an Ivy League school?
Mm-mm.
Oh, because the league is football.
Yeah.
Wait, so what are they ranked in, like, smart people school?
Well, for, like,
that's their
science
football.
And technology, they're number one.
But are there not leagues for schools?
I don't know what league they're in. Like, do they even have sports teams?
That's super weird. Why do we rank colleges based off of their football rank?
Because that's all people care about.
That is stupid, Marty. That is so dumb.
I know. Like, ASU's Pac-12.
And that's all anyone cares about.
Yeah, it's a D1 school. What the heck?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Yep. We're number one in innovation, though.
I never heard that. And that's not a statistic that can be proven in any way.
I don't know. No, that's what we got rewarded, though. Like, USA Today or something gave us that.
It's probably... We shouldn't get into ASU. Anyways, so to bring it way back to what we were saying before. So I think what's going to happen for the shows from now on is, like, for the most part, I'm going to have seen a show, and Marty is going to be the one who hasn't seen the show. So, like,
yeah.
I'll pretty much know what's going on, and Marty hasn't. So what it'll be is, like, for all the viewers out there, so if, like, if you've already seen a show and we're covering it, just listen to Cade talk. You're right along with Cade. You can identify with Cade. But if you haven't seen it, then you ride along with Marty.
Yeah, like a
Marty.
Fresh new look in here.
Fresh new, yeah. And, like, you can agree with Marty and think Cade's an asshole. But if, like...
True, which is usually true.
It's usually true. And if you've seen it already, then, you know, vice versa. Cade's still an asshole, but you agree with him. And, you know, you understand him more. Anyways.
Occasionally,
so, yeah.
Though, we might throw in a show that I've seen that you haven't.
That's a rarity. Well,
that's going to be one of the fun days.
Sherlock Holmes.
Just one word,
Sherlock.
You don't have to extend the name, it's just Sherlock.
That's one that
it's
you've seen.
It's not like four syllables.
Yeah.
Sherlock.
Sherlock.
There you go.
You've seen that one, I have.
I've seen that one, yeah.
Are there any other shows that you've seen?
Firefly.
No one cares about Firefly.
What the? Shut the... Why am I censoring myself?
Want to keep this episode clean, even though I've said the F word and a swear.
Just like partially clean.
Just a little bit clean.
Like the children can listen to Marty's speech.
Just a little dabble of clean.
It's one-sided for the kids.
half clean, half explicit.
I like to mix it up. Mixology.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
Nice bringing it back.
So mixology. So Marty.
Marty.
So how often do you go to a bar and talk to women?
Never.
Never?
Never have I ever.
Dude, that's all of my Tuesday nights.
So last night you were just going crazy then,
dude,
huh?
Just not go crazy.
Because today's Wednesday.
Well, since I'm 19, I can't drink, so I just go and sit in the corner in the bar.
See,
and then get
problem.
Kicked out eventually.
I'm just like, it's not worth it because I'm not old enough. Yeah. I'm only 18. That's what sucks here.
I'm just kidding. On Tuesday night, I was watching Netflix.
Tuesday night, it was yesterday, right?
Marty, what are you watching in your off time right now, man?
In my off time?
In your off time. When, when you're not hard at work for Binge Buddies, what are you doing?
I am re-watching Breaking Bad right now.
Are you really?
That's my thing, yeah.
I did not know that.
Almost on
Tell
season
me words.
Five.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, how many seasons is that, like seven?
Five.
Five? Really? There's
only
five?
Five.
Shoot.
Yep.
I think I've seen all of those.
I hope so. It's a great show.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure I've seen all of it.
Yeah.
Hey, that dude's in our intro. The old guy on that show. What's his name?
Say my name.
Mr. Walter.
Walt White.
Mr. White,
no,
dude.
That's the poet. Walter White.
There you go.
I was saying Walt Whitman. That's the other guy.
News. Netflix news.
Nice.
Dude, I finished my... Okay. I've told you how I've seen, like, How I Met Your Mother a lot.
Yeah,
like, I've finished
much.
It way too
you
many
have
times.
You have it, like, memorized.
I do, actually, yeah. Yeah, it's like how, like, if someone watches a movie, like, 8 times and start to memorize it. I've seen a 9-season show, like, 8 times. I've seen, okay, I was thinking about it the other day. I think I've finished it anywhere between 5, minimum, and 9 times, maximum. I think is how many times I've finished the show.
Holy crap.
I don't actually know how many times, but I know that I've at least finished it 5 times. But I might have finished it up to 9 more times.
I've only seen, like, half of the last 2 seasons.
Dude.
Everything before that I watched completely.
It's so good. It's so... The last season's probably the best season. Like, honestly, like, I was sad when I finished it. Like, I don't know why, like, I identify with, like, How I Met Your Mother so much. I just do. Like, I love that show.
Because it's New York. That's it.
That, well, that. Like, I love New York. But it's just, like, I don't know. Like, just all... Like I identify with each of the characters, like not one specifically. Like, usually in a show, like, how I'll do it is, like, I'll like one character, and then every other character in the show means nothing to me. Like in a Bates Motel, like, I care about the brother who sells weed.
And yeah, then, that's the only person you can like.
Exactly, but like, and then Norman and Norma.
Norman sucks. Norma's the worst.
The sick girl, she's like, she's cool, but like, fuck her. And then like. And, like, you know...
The sheriff sucks.
The sheriff sucks. He's an asshole. Yeah. And I hate cops.
That's why
shows.
I stopped watching.
I don't know. Why do I always hate the cops?
You hate
shows?
Cops. Like, in real life, I feel like you just flip off cops every time you see them.
Marty, we shouldn't say this on the record. Cops and doctors out there, love you guys. You're great. Love you. Keep me safe. Don't let me die.
In our last episode, weren't we, like, hating on India or something?
Yeah. Somewhere hating on something. Dude, if I'm ever in India and I get, like, injured, I get, like, shot... Like,
by a cop.
No cop is gonna, like, if I get shot, like, no cop is gonna help me. The doctors are gonna come up, like, if they're fans, just be like, oh, this guy's an asshole.
I mean, that might be true just because it's India.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, oh, it's American, leave him.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Mixology.
No, we were talking about How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
Which is something that I'd much rather talk about.
That's what this podcast episode is about.
But yeah, dude, I was like, I was sad finishing that show. I don't know why, but like, it's just like,
because he got the girl.
Like with Barney, Barney's like, I identify with Barney a lot, but then like Marshall, like, I feel like, I don't know, I just Marshall, I feel like parts of me are like Marshall. And then like, I'm also like a loser sometimes, like Ted.
Oh, I hate Ted. I
fucking hate Ted. Just kidding. He's awesome.
No, I hate Ted.
I love him all.
I and then, really hate Ted.
And then Robin's just this like, she embodies like the independent, like. Focused on the career, like
strong, independent black woman inside you.
I identify with that. That's like 90% of me is a strong, independent black woman. Or like what's it called? Who's the other one? Lily. I don't really identify with Lily.
See, I feel like I don't know if I identify with any of them.
It's just like parts of them I like. I don't know.
Like even any parts of them, like I don't know if I'm any of them ever.
Like, well, okay, Marshall's responsible. Like, he's, like, the responsible one. Are you responsible?
I'm not responsible.
Okay,
I'm
Ted.
Such a procrastinator.
Ted, like,
sucks.
Ted cares too much. Do you ever care
no,
a
I
lot?
No, I don't care at all.
Ah, dude.
See?
Shoot. You'd probably be most like Robin, right?
I mean, kind of. But she's, like, such a badass.
She's like, yeah,
oh,
but...
sorry, kids.
Marty, I'm the one... I'm the explicit
shoot,
part.
Shoot. Screwed this up. It's ruined.
Oh, no, don't say screwed. Stop. It's gross. It's like screwed. It implies that, like, you're screwing something.
Fucked. Am I supposed to say fucked this up? Because that's better.
I flim-flammed the bugger.
I flim-flammed the bugger on this episode.
Yeah,
that's
that.
A new phrase.
Okay, so let's go way back to mixology.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm excited for the show. What do you think is gonna happen, Marty? What do you think?
I mean,
just give me your goals and dreams, and I'll shoot them down. Let's
goals and dreams and what? Wait, so are we
no,
doing
for
reality
mixology.
Time with Cade?
No. No.
Is this role reversal?
No, this is not happening.
I feel like the trailer, like, this trailer was, like, exactly the opposite of the trailer of Bloodline. Like, it actually told me what's going on, and I
yeah, it gave us, like, everything. Like, it spoiled the entire show. Whereas, like, Bloodline gave us nothing.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to summarize it based on what you said in the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so, white dude, black hair, just got dumped by his wife, fiance, girlfriend.
I don't remember, but that you're probably somewhere in the ballpark.
Okay, one of those three, a woman, got dumped by a woman because he's disgusting.
Sure.
And so his friends were like, hey, pick up your spirits, let's go to the bar.
Fuck some bitches, bro.
And he's just like, no. And they're like, yes. And he's like, fine. And then they go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bar, he tries to hit on a woman who at first is like, no, I'm an asshole. And then, of course, it's an ABC show, so later on she's like, hey, ask me out.
True love exists, sir.
Everything's got to work out in the end.
Exactly.
And then there's some blonde dude who throws up in a bag. Apparently he's British. Did not get that.
Super British.
And then there's a bartender who takes his shirt off.
He's like the guy who wins at everything. Like, that's the bartender. Besides
Kate,
being
Kate,
a bartender.
Kate, I'm summarizing this.
Sorry, go ahead.
So he wins at everything. And there's also two women. One of them was wearing flats. That means something.
Marty, what? Why do you know that?
That's what that was in the trailer.
I did not even notice
that. They made, like, a thing about that. They're like, no, she's wearing flats. Heels meet... He had a phrase about it. The higher the heels, the sleazier.
Did I zone out right there?
I don't know. It was a short trailer. I don't know how. It was like a 2-minute trailer.
Go on.
So the girl's wearing flats, purple dress.
Okay.
And then there's a red dress and someone... The blonde dude throws up in her purse.
Was the purple dress next to the girl in the red dress?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My eyes don't see purple. I just see an empty space there. go on.
Purple's a color, kid.
Okay. I'll take your word.
That's all I know. That's all that happens in the show. Someone.
I think
late.
That's all the characters. I think. Dude, I saw this show so long ago.
It was 2 years. I remember shows from 2 years ago.
Marty, I don't remember what I ate for breakfast this morning, man.
I didn't eat lunch for breakfast. I had a weird day today.
Really?
Yeah, I ate lunch at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And I still haven't had dinner.
That's a college kid lifestyle, man. Well, we just had some donuts.
We had Hostess Donuts. Donettes.
Dude, that's all you need, bro.
Donettes. That's what they're called.
All right, so anything else you can say about the little mixology here?
I don't know.
I'm excited, dude. Yeah, it's going to be good. Like, even though I've already seen the show, like, I'm honestly hyped to see it again. Like, I remember it being good. It might be absolute shart.
I'm excited for a show I can actually binge, because they're only, like, 30-minute episodes, right?
Yeah, they're super short. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I think this, honestly, from what I remember, I think this show literally is meant to binge, because it is like a long movie, like a boring long movie, but like since they put it in show, it's
Bloodline, I could not binge at all. Yeah. I had to, but I couldn't.
Yeah, like this, you can just watch in like one sitting. Like it's probably...
I might actually do that, just like the day before.
Yeah, it's not that long, like, and since it's all on one night, like it's just the same storyline.
Yeah,
it's easy. So, cool. As opposed to other shows that spread out the storyline and have different ones.
Shows. That's so dumb.
Those shows don't exist, but
that's
I hate them.
Such a cop-out.
Being more creative is such a cop out.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, do you think that's what we got for them?
Yeah, I think that's good enough. That's a good summary.
Want to tell them all the stuff, all the words?
All the words. Oh, right. So, like we said last episode, if you guys have anything you want to tell us, like we suck, or maybe we're fantastic.
Because we are fantastic.
Preferably, if you have ideas that prove why we suck or why we're fantastic, send those our way.
Or improve why we suck.
Yeah, exactly. Like, comments, subscribe, like, follow, tweet at us.
Retweet, revine, re-like.
Instagram.
Re-gram.
Take selfies, Snapchat them to us.
Screenshot.
We might have a Snapchat soon.
Double tap.
Email us. Email me, Marty. You can talk to me, Kate.
Yeah, I'm not going to check that email.
Kate won't answer the email. Post 1995.
Exactly. Talk to Marty on the email. It's bingebuddies@gmail.com.
bingebuddies@gmail.com.
If you want to talk to Marty, that's the best way to get to him.
I might be clean on that, kids.
Ladies out there, let Marty know you love him.
Hit Marty up. Marty's single right now.
Alright, so thanks for listening to this most imponderable episode.
Most heinous.
Most
take it back to the 90s.
This great episode of Binge Buddies. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys next week with the postseason.
Hey, one last thing. We're going to have a guest next week. Marty?
We can't forget that. We will.
We almost forgot.
First time ever on this show, we're going to have a guest.
Dude, I'm so excited. I love this guest.
Yeah, he is a fantastic person.
Some know him as Matthew.
He is
Most others know him as Roll Tide.
Roll Tide Roll from Alabama.
He's from Alabama. So be excited for that, guys. Be excited for mixology. So
one day we might have Kevin Spacey.
Exactly. So close this podcast, open up the Netflix, and go binge some of that mixology. And
catch up with us next
week. Adios, people.
See you guys later.
Yeah, that's good.